Shares worldwide surge due to U.S. government plan. From Wikinews, the free news source at wikinews.org. Friday, September 19, 2008. Stock markets around the world, particularly those in the United Kingdom, have increased dramatically today. This is due to the ongoing events in the financial world, including the United States government's announcement that it would buy billions of dollars of bad loans from U.S. banks. The primary U.K. index, the FTSE 100, rose in value by 8.04%, which is 392.50 points, to above the 5,000 mark at 5,272.50. The Dow Jones was up 3.1% at 1458 UTC, an increase of 330.89. The Dow Jones currently has a value of 11,350.58 points. The NASDAQ index has risen by 2.53% to 2,248.63, while the DAX was 5.06% higher than the start of the day as of 1458 UTC. The U.S. Treasury described the government's bailout plan in a press release released earlier today. It said that the U.S. Treasury Department today announced the establishment of a temporary guarantee program for the U.S. money market mutual fund industry. For the next year, the U.S. Treasury will insure the holdings of any publicly offered eligible money market mutual fund, both retail and institutional, that pays a fee to participate in the program. Henry Paulson, the U.S. Treasury Secretary, explained the government's reasoning behind its plan. He said that the government was buying bad loans to restore confidence in our markets and our financial institutions so they can fuel continued growth and prosperity. We must address the underlying problem. President George W. Bush, speaking at a press conference alongside Paulson, said that this is a pivotal moment for America's economy. The government plan is permitted under the Gold Reserve Act of 1934, which gives the Treasury the permission to deal in gold, foreign exchange, and other instruments of credit and securities. This sound file and all text in the article are released under the Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. This sound recording was made on Saturday, September 20th, 2008, by Kevin Fields.